As we've been hearing the gospel the last few days from Mark, and by the way, just a public service announcement, a promotion of the gospel of Mark. If you're looking for just a nice, easy gospel to read, gospel of Mark's a great place to start. It's so clear, direct, one thing to the next. He doesn't lollygag and stuff like John does. So anyway, if you're looking for just a nice, easy gospel to read, go to Mark. Anyway, but the gospel of Mark the last few days has been highlighting to us what Jesus has been up to. And what he's been up to in his very first day's time of his public ministry is he's been curing. He's been curing the sick of their diseases. But now today he makes a very, very important transition. And it affects your life and mine. The transition he makes is he now extends his healing power to some other people. Who are they? The apostles. That Jesus now gives the authority that he's been given by God to heal the sick to someone else, to the apostles. That he extends his healing ministry. And if you think about it for 2 seconds, that's essentially what the church does. The church is built on the foundation of the apostles. And the church's main job is to be an extension of Christ. The church has been given authority by Christ to do what he does. What does Jesus do? He heals. He brings salvation. He brings redemption. What's the church's job? To be an extension of Christ. Not through the church's own will, but through Christ's divine will. And you hear that very clearly in today's gospel from Mark. But you'll also notice that apostles were given certain duties. What is the duty of an apostle? 2 things. To be with Jesus and to preach. To be with Jesus and to preach. Our job is similar for every disciple of Christ. The main thing we can do is to get to know God. The most fruitful thing we can do in the Christian life is to just get to know Jesus on a personal, intimate, relational level. But then secondly, to then preach. Not necessarily always through words, sometimes, but just through how we live our lives, that we're giving witness that there is more to life than what we see, that heaven is real, that we long for it, that we want it, that we desire to be with him forever. So wherever we're at with that today, let's remember that those 2 main jobs the apostles had also extend to us, to be with him and to preach. And to preach what? The message of salvation. That what Jesus offered on the cross 2,000 years ago, he continues to extend to his people today, primarily through the church.